Well, hello, little boy. I haven't met you yet. I'm Sister Vale, and I'm one of the new nuns assigned here to this church. You know, I've been quite impressed with what I've seen so far. God has called me here, and I am grateful. I see you are one of our super helpful altar boys. That's good. Do you always have a staring problem, little boy? You know it's rude to stare. And by all means, don't stop your tasks because I'm here. Continue arranging the hymn books. Sister Vale just wants to get to know you, little boy. Especially that I'm noticing you're a very loyal and serious altar boy. You know, it's important that we get to know one another, as I'm sure we will be working closely together on your religious instruction. I'm not like most nuns, my dear. I like to invest my time and wisdom with God's children. I'm sure you've grown up interacting with many nuns in the church and in school, but has one ever really explained and gifted their wisdom and experience to you? No? Well, we are special women of God that have sacrificed a lot for their devotion and service to God. I am a bride of Christ. I have renounced all my possessions so I can best serve my church and God. I have taken many vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience. I am a manifestation of the charisms of the Holy Spirit to enrich the people of God, including you, little boy. You know, I would argue, especially you, being a young, malleable boy, so impressionable, tempted by sin and evil. Carry on, little boy. Don't let Sister Vale distract you from your duties. You know, God is speaking to me about you. Yeah, you're something special, I think. In fact, I have a feeling God sent me here to this church to help mold and shape you. I am receiving word from God that you might feel a little bit lost, like a lost little lamb, not feeling like you fit in anywhere, unsure about your development, becoming a man, confused about your faith and religion. You know, I can help you, little lost lamb. I can be your shepherd and guidance, your confidant. That's what a good sister of the church provides to lost little boys like you. A teacher and counselor guided by God Himself to innocent, malleable children of God. And I want to help you, little boy. There's something about you that draws me into you. You'll find that I'm not like most nuns, too. Some of our sisters can get a little old-fashioned and strict. While I do believe in discipline, there's a time and a place for that. No need to guide from a heavy, strict hand unless it's warranted. Wow, Look at you. It looks like the hymn books are all done. I'm sure God is pleased with your service. What's next on your duties? Oh, the big candle for tomorrow's service. Well, please carry on, little boy. Don't let Sister Vale distract you. Oh, my goodness. You are quite strong to handle such a heavy item. I am very impressed with your youthful ableness. Excellent. Oh, you know, I almost forgot. Father asked me to bless this candle before tomorrow. Would you like to witness this blessing? Come on, I think this would be helpful for you to see, okay? Come on, little boy. Now, first, let us pray to the Lord. O Creator and Author of the human race, Giver of all spiritual graces, Bestower of eternal salvation, do you the same, Lord, send down your Holy Spirit with a blessing from on high upon this candle, that fortified by the might of your heavenly protection, it may be potent until bodily salvation and help and aid unto all who shall make use of it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who together with you, the eternal Father, in your all-holy, good, and life-creating spirit, we send up glory, both now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Now, I have a very special and secret blessing for this candle. Would you like to help me, little boy? Good. Now, this is a secret blessing among us nuns, so you have to be sure to keep this a secret, okay, little boy? Good. Now, the blessing is to lick the candle all over. The blessing comes from my mouth and then yours. So allow Sister Vale to go first. It's important to lick from the base all the way up to the top, like this. I'm going to do it again. I know it's strange, but there are blessings and acts that us nuns and priests have learned for hundreds of years that a lot of people don't know about. So it's your turn now. You'll lick the shaft of the candle just as I did, little boy. Go on. You will offend our Lord if you refuse to partake in such a holy act of a blessing. I know you don't want to do that. All the way up the candle, little one. Stick your tongue out more. Very good. See, that wasn't so bad, right? You know, now that we're up here, that reminds me that I should teach you how us nuns bless the Virgin Mary statue. Come along. It'll be so helpful for me to get this done now rather than later. And yeah, this is another top secret ritual, little boy. So don't tell anyone I showed you this. Consider yourself a lucky boy that you get to see all these top secret holy rituals. And this ritual is as important as Mary is to our church and all Christians. Our mother of the church and mother to all those that believe, and most importantly, honored as the true mother of God. So the secret ritual is where I kiss the Virgin Mary's statue on the lips, thanking her for her grace and bringing Christ into our world. And I like to adorn her with red lipstick like this. She looks even more beautiful, huh? She's ready to be kissed now. Thank you, Mother Mary, for conceiving our Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. I honor you, the Blessed Virgin Mary, with a kiss. You like that, little boy? Beautiful ritual, huh? And it would only be right and just if you were to show your thankfulness by participating in this holy ritual. Again, we do not want to dishonor her or God. Now first, have you ever kissed anyone before? Like more than the way your own mother may kiss you? Don't be shy, little lost lamb. Here, we shall practice. Let me apply some of that lipstick on my lips. There we go. Now come closer. Come on, little boy. Don't be afraid of Sister Vale. Now just follow my lead. Open your mouth, but not too wide. Wow, you're quite good at that, little boy. Now, kiss the Virgin Mary. Show her your love and thanks with a kiss, just as I kissed you. Excellent, little boy. Keep going. The Virgin Mary appreciates your symbol of love with a kiss. Don't stop. Worship the Virgin Mary with a kiss. Such a beautiful sight. Okay, very good, little boy. I am sure God is very, very pleased and happy with your special worship today. You know, I'm still feeling a pull towards you. Like, even more. God is speaking to me. Yes, I hear him, and he is telling me that you need me. I truly think I was sent here for you, and it is my duty to help enrich your faith and devotion to our Lord and help guide you down the holy path. You have been chosen by God to receive my enrichment and teachings. Would you like that, little lost lamb? It would not be advisable to reject our Lord's plan for you, and his plan for you is becoming very clear. And consider yourself quite special, little boy. There are not many lost little lambs that receive this kind of guidance. Some get even more lost and lose their true path, and I would be very sad if this happened to you. So come, let's begin our commitment to each other and our Lord. Follow me. Little boy, come on. Good. Now, this is where the Holy Eucharist is stored. As you are aware, the Eucharist is a central rite of worship, but not many realize that the participation in the Eucharist enhances and deepens the communion of believers, not only with Christ, but with one another. So once we receive the Eucharist together, little boy, our bonds will be deepened through Christ. Now, Jesus is present in the Eucharist, and we are allowing him deeper inside of us, therefore becoming deeper within each other, me and you. So, here is the host, and the wine is poured. Here we go. The body of Christ, Holy Communion, Eucharist, body and blood. And with my prayer, this host transforms into the body and blood of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. So let us pray, little boy. Thank you, Lord, for this most precious gift. We are eternally grateful for your sacrifice. Strengthen me to do your will. Soul of Christ, sanctify us. Body of Christ, save us. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash us. Passion of Christ, strengthen us. Oh, good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide us and bind us. Separated from you, me and this little boy become you. From the evil one, you will protect us. And this little boy will be protected with only me and your true strength. Amen. Now, my little boy, since this Eucharist is a symbol of our communion together, there is a special way we must accept the sacrament. It will strengthen our bond and is a very ancient and sacred ritual. Now, as this host represents the body of Christ, it also represents our bodies and flesh. You must accept the host from my flesh. And I am placing the host in my most sacred spot in order for my body to soak into the host, becoming one with the body of Christ. So watch, little boy, so you may see the host soak with my body. There's also a gift, as you will see a sister's flesh, vulnerable and hidden flesh of my legs and my loins. Now, I will soak this host with my sacred flesh. Right here. Now, take this host, little boy. Take and eat the body of Christ, soaked with sister veil. This is my first step of penetration into you. And now you must drink from me and the blood of Christ. I will take this wine into my mouth and then give it to you just as we kissed before. You will drink the blood of Christ from me, poured out of my mouth for the forgiveness of your sins and your commitment to me and Jesus. All right, here we go. Swallow. Good boy. Do you feel that, little boy? I feel it. We are bound through God Himself, and the Spirit is moving inside of us, changing us, enhancing us. Now, we must purify you, though. I can tell You have sins to confess and absolve, and I cannot help you unless I can help cleanse you through God. So follow me to the confessional booth where you will meet the Lord in confession through me. Christ touches your life through me, and your secrets are safe with me. Now I know you're used to priests being in the booth, but I am trained to take confessional, no worry. Besides, this is a special kind of confessional, one that you definitely have not had before. So here we go, enter the booth and I'll speak to you in there. All right, let's begin with a prayer, little Leslie. Pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Repeat after me. Bless me, Sister Bale, for I have sinned. This is my first confession to you. Very good boy. Now, usually, you would confess your sins to the priest, but that is not necessary with confessional with Sister Vale. My confessional is going to break you down to your most vulnerable state, but in turn, it'll work to cleanse you, break you down, and Sister Vale will build you back up. Little boy, look through the grating and watch me bless my rosary beads by lifting my tunic. I will also be vulnerable to you, revealing my most sacred place, spreading my legs for you, allowing you to see my rosary beads enter me. All the way in to where just the cross is shown in my holy cunt. Bless these beads inside of my cunt. You like seeing this, my little last lamb? My rosary beads being cleansed and made holy inside of me. And now, the crucifix rubbing against my most pleasurable spot in a woman's body. The Lord is inside of me, and our Lord is a fearful God, is he not? Yes, so do not upset our Lord or me in this sacred union and sacrament. Reveal your vulnerability. Oh, very good. I see you are filled with sin.
swollen, thin, little lost lamb. Touch yourself for penance. This is your offering and service for the sin inside of you. Hand around your swollen cock and stroke it 20 times. Starting now. 1, 2, 3. Keep going, boy. This is your penance. This penance will help cleanse you of your sins, showing Sister Vale and God how sorry you are for sinning. Very good, little lost lamb. Sister Vale will always lead you down the right path, and you will always feel lost without me, especially after our union today in front of God. You should also work on your penance every day, even if I'm not there. Every night when you're alone, during your day, sneaking off to get penance in a bathroom stall anytime you can. It'll keep you closer to me and God. Rubbing and stroking yourself for penance. Now come here to the window. Come here, boy. And I'll slide this grating away. You have more penance to complete. Now, suck on the cross for my cunt. Come on, little boy. Suck on it. Suck hard for your sins. Suck from Sister Vale's cunt cross. You are a very special boy, but you are also a naughty boy full of sin. You can't help it. We are all born in sin, even as pure, innocent children. Take my penance right into your mouth. I bet you have the most sinful thoughts, little boy. Suck for me to make it better. And I will pray for you while you suck for my holy cunt. My God, this little boy is sorry for his sins. He chooses wrong sometimes and fails to be good. He has sinned against you with his sinful swelling in his loins. But he is doing penance and will sin no more. Please, have mercy on this lost little lamb and show him that Sister Vale is the only earthly person to save him from his evil ways. In your name, amen. Good boy. Your penance is complete, but we still have to complete your act of contrition. You have to express your true sorrow for your sins before you are completely absolved. So, pull up your pants and meet me at the altar.
Good boy. Now kneel at the altar. You are a lost lamb with sinful thoughts and acts. But I am your savior, though, through our Lord. Don't forget that, little one. You are lucky to have Sister Vale take action in leading you down the right path. It is my duty to purify you, though, absolve you, lead you into contrition. This is why you must receive these lashings, to remind you of the pain that Jesus went through on the cross, the sacrifice he made for you. Now pull down your pants and undergarments and reveal your bottom. Now, don't hesitate whenever Sister Vale commands you. You must fully surrender to me as I am a messenger and guidance of God Himself. Good boy. Now with each slap, you will repeat, I am sorry for my sins. Thank you, Sister Vale. Let me hear it. I am sorry for my sins. Thank you, Sister Vale. Good boy. Louder, boy. Take the pain, little lamb. Good boy. Yes. Now, your final act of contrition. Sister Vale is going to penetrate you to ultimately absolve you of your sins. I am going to thrust into you. And little boy, it is with love. It might not feel like it, but I am making you better and penetrating you with love. Now you're gonna feel some pressure first, but let me spread you open. Now here comes the pressure. Just take it, little boy. The more you fight against me, the more painful this will be. Relax and think of God's love. This is an old, ancient act of contrition, one that cannot be spread to anyone else's knowledge or secret between me, you, and God. Sister Vale defiling your purity with this cock right here inside this church on holy grounds. You're finally opening to me. Do you feel that? Do you feel Sister Vale entering you? Penetrating your pure virginity. Corrupting you with my cock. You are mine now, little lamb. I will start to become your goddess, your mentor and counselor, your mother and goddess you worship. You were made better only by me. We are now joined as I penetrate you completely. My words become your holy message. My veiled body becomes your obsession. My corruption becomes your spirit. My corruption fills and penetrates you when I'm not around. You are forever fucked and filled with Sister Vale. This is just the beginning, my little boy. You're my little fucked sinner. Tainted and molested by my corruption, and you will never escape. Look at the crucifix as I penetrate and pound this cock into you. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. You are participating and desecrating this church with me, my little sinner. Not only am I fucking you and your little mind, I'm fucking your religion, replacing God with me. Worship me while I thrust into your little virgin, pure body. If you fail to worship me, you will remain that lost little lamb filled with so much sin and confusion. Sister Vale and my cock are your salvation, your beacon in the dark, your home. You will start loving me more than you love God. I will become your goddess, and you will start to become desperate to worship and serve me. And every time you see me in this church during a service, you will remember being at this altar before God, having your purity defiled, being sacrificed for my corruption. You will feel a need to make penance and stroke your sinful swelling anytime you see me or this altar. You will be filled with the desire to sin and swell for Sister Vale, no matter how hard you try not to. You will be filled with my corruption forever, desiring to defile and desecrate this church with me, desiring this moment right now, being filled and fucked by Sister Vale. My love and corruption will live inside of your cock, always desperate to come out, always feeling guilty for swelling and sinning, but also not caring. Sister Vale wants you to swell and sin. Swell and sin for me, little boy, with every thrust and penetration inside of you is my love for you. Just as God loves you, my love enters you, fills you even deeper and more magical than the Holy Spirit. Sister Vale's corruption is stronger, feels better. Let me feel how swollen you are. Oh, you little sinner, you are quite swollen. Come, let's desecrate the holy water in the font. I will wash my cock in the holy water, allowing our corruption to marinate in the holy water. And you, my little boy, you will be coming into that holy water. Now step up and start pumping that cock. You will be spilling your seed into this holy water. Come on, little boy, get that cock pumping, and do not release until I say so. And we need to hurry. The priest is due back at any moment, and I'd hate for him to walk in this special moment. Now, I will count you down, and when I get to one, you will release and climax into this font of holy water. It doesn't matter if you miss some and splatter the cross, but I definitely want some of that pure boy cum marinating into the holy water. Here we go. 10. When you woke up today, you didn't realize your life was going to be changed forever, huh? A nun stepping into your path and divulging you down my corrupted path. I've been watching you for some time, little lamb. A lost little boy needing me. Malleable and accepting of a woman's corruption. And now you are tainted forever. Mine forever. Sister Vale's special void filled with my seductive corruption. 9. You are mine. Mind, body, and soul. I am your goddess now. Higher than God, more important than him. Your silent worship from the outside, but inside, you are swirling with worship for me. You will wake up every day wondering how you can worship me and help me to desecrate this holy ground. Wondering how you can feel me penetrate you even deeper. 8. Your virginity was the ultimate sacrifice, and you are now forever eager to be pegged and penetrated by me, a throbbing hole, needing Sister Vale's love and filling. Your sinful cock desiring my attention and stretching. 7, you will pray to me by rubbing and pumping this cock. You will find yourself spending hours worshiping and praying with this cock, mindlessly and mind-fucked. And I will be pleased, and I will always absolve you of that sinful, swelling cock. 6, desecrating a church is now your foreplay. You will fantasize about each nun you see, wondering if all nuns wear high heels like Sister Vale. Curious if each nun blesses her rosary beads inside of her cunts, forever teased and denied by nuns' tunics and veils. Curious brides of Christ reminding you of me, tainted by the things I have revealed to you. 5, every cross and crucifix you see will remind you of the image I want seared into your head. The cross on my rosary beads spilling out of my cunt. 4, faster little boy, show me how much you desire to worship me and be absolved of your sins. This is your new prayer, pumping your penis to your goddess. 3, my holy water-soaked cock is going to fill you again right now. I want you associating pleasure with being filled and fucked. Feel that holy water penetrate you with my cock. 2, you better jerk that cock faster. Yeah, you're about to come for your goddess. Get ready to desecrate this holy water, little boy. Come on, feel my cock thrust deeper into you and allow my power and love to overflow out of that cock. 1, come, little boy. Come, spill your virgin seed in that holy water. Worship Sister Vale. Absolve your sins with every single spurt. My little sinner pumping out a sin only to be filled with more corruption and more of my cock inside of you. That's my good boy. Let it out into that holy water. And tomorrow, a priest will bless this holy water filled with your semen and then used by people to make the sign of a cross. Your seed spreads throughout the church. It's really fun to be evil, isn't it, little boy? You really are a special one. Remember, no one can know about our special relationship we started today. You don't want me to go away, do you? Good. Then don't tell anyone about any of this. We will explore so much together if you just keep your sweet little mouth closed. Okay, go get yourself together. I'll see you tomorrow in church.